Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Edition. Did I grab the wrong headsets? I've got two pairs that I have here, and it feels like I grabbed the wrong ones. Anyways, I'll check that during the break. Can't do it right now. No, I can't do it on live air, but during the break, I will check that. Guesting today on this Wednesday edition, Brett Ciancia out of Breakner One. So that's what, about 10, 15 minutes from now, Brad will be with us. Pick six previews, talk college football with him. And then top of the hour, we have Blake Ruffino down in the boot, down in Louisiana, to talk what's happening down there. They're taking in a lot of transfers through the Egon Gateway, which they need to replenish that depleted Coach O roster. And we'll kick that around. They took in an offensive lineman. And this is just one of them now. From ETSU, East Tennessee State, who was apparently fairly highly coveted out there. We'll get into all that. Yeah, we'll get into the minutia, the meticulous tidbits of all that when Blake jumps in top of hour number two. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank hotline. If you want to get us on Twitter, at Bill is King. Email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. And Facebook would be Bill King, The Bill King Show, or Bill is King. All those, what is that, three of them? Yeah, I don't know why there are three. I've told you that many times. But for whatever reason, there are three of them. So feel free if you want to communicate that way. I've seen a few of you point this out this morning. Josh did, among others. Ron Franklin. Many of you say he was your favorite ESPN college football play-by-play dude. He passed away. He was 79. I did not know that. Apparently it happened Tuesday night. So last night, I had not seen this until you guys pointed it out. So again, I always appreciate when you do this. You link me news stories and sad news there. I did not know Ron. I'd met him some, but I'd never knew him per se. I was not as big a fan as many of you were of his work. But again, sad news that he passed away for sure. And he and Coach Gottfried on those Saturday night games. Now, again, I will admit there were some years they were considered legendary. Really, really were. Adrian Karsten on the sideline. And me with the voice issues here on the show. No, I still clear my voice. You know what's interesting about that is it's only in the morning, and it's only when the show starts. Rest of the day, I have no issues at all. None. It's just the broadcast god saying, Bill, you've gone a long time without any voice problems, probably about 10 years. We're going to make you pay for it this time a little bit. Bill, you're going to pay for it on the show. So that's what's going on in these mornings. But yeah, sad news. Ron Franklin, 79, passed away. He is from, don't know if you know his background, he's a Mississippi guy. He is from, I believe, is it Hazelhurst or Hazelwood, Mississippi, and went to Ole Miss. I first heard about Ron Franklin from Charlie McAlexander. Now, I don't know how many of you remember him. Charlie McAlexander is from Mississippi, too. Actually was once the Ole Miss play-by-play guy. Was once the Vanderbilt play-by-play guy. Also worked at Kentucky and their broadcast team. And at South Carolina, worked at Georgia some. I don't think he was part of their broadcast team at Georgia, but worked there some. He'd been in a lot of places, and he moved back here. I think Charlie Beck's still around, but remember years ago I first heard before Ron was really a huge fixture on ESPN, Charlie Mack would talk about him because he knew him from back in the Mississippi in the Ole Miss days. And that's how I heard about him. And again, many of you have told me through the years, you miss his broadcast on Saturday nights with Gottfried and, again, Adrian Karsten. And, again, sad news, Adrian Karsten years ago took his life. But I've had many of you tell me that he was your favorite. He left Mississippi and started, I believe, in TV in Houston for a few years and worked on a couple of stations as a sportscaster in Houston. Did Texas games, moved to Austin, Texas, and did their games, football, basketball, for about 5-6 years in the 80s before he became a national fixture at ESPN in the late 80s. And he was at ESPN a couple of decades at least. But he did a bunch. Yeah, Ron Franklin did a bunch. David might have some insight here. He's over in College Station this morning. David, what's up?
Good morning, Bill. I've got morning. Bill King syndrome this morning, so please forgive me. Good body, but bad throat.
I hear you.
So, you're talking about Ron Franklin? I just joined.
Yeah, we were just... He passed away apparently Tuesday night. I did not know that until I got up this morning, and Josh and some other people linked me the article, but he was 79 years of age.
I'm just hearing about that from you. Yeah, he was a fixture down in the Houston area.
Oh, yeah.
I remember him from he had an affiliation with the Houston Oilers. He
Correct.
Did a lot of their games.
Did a lot of their games, and he was a sportscaster on a couple of the affiliates down there in Houston.
Yeah,
too. I think two different ones.
I think he made his mark with Channel 2 KPRC
right.
down in Houston.
Right.
And that's where we first began to find out about him. And, yes, I vividly remember him doing Texas games.
Then became a national voice at ESPN. Matter of fact, he was probably the first – ESPN leading actor or voice for college football before any of these other guys.
Well, before ESPN became wall to wall on Saturday like it is now, they always gave him the Saturday night game.
Right.
And invariably it seemed like it was always an SEC game.
Yep, I remember. And Coach Gottfried was with him, and I know Coach. I knew Coach Gottfried. I haven't talked to him in years. And Adrian Karsten was on the sideline. I'll still remember all of that vividly.
Well, Bill, this is a little bit off topic, but I just wanted to ask you, how much snow did you get in your place in Wilco?
Well, the first time, a couple of weeks ago, it was probably 5 to 7 inches, and it was a dry snow. This time it was 1 to 2 to maybe 3 inches, but it was a very wet snow. So it was different. But we didn't get pummeled like some thought we might.
Yeah. Well, that first one was headed, this last one was headed toward Texas, and it made a right turn at the Red River and headed for your part of the country. We've been very fortunate so far. Our November and December was very mild. In fact, New Year's Eve, it was 75, and New Year's Day, it was 30.
Oh, wow.
But it was all dry, so it was just the inconvenience of dropping 40 to 50 degrees in less than 24 hours.
Right. Well,
so,
we're okay.
And yeah, bodies like yours and mine don't handle things like that all that well.
My voice apparently doesn't, but I'm okay. I'm doing good.
Well, anyway, last thing I want to say is I started working at A&M in 1980, just a few months before Georgia won a national championship. Now that they've finally won another, I wonder if this is a sign I should be thinking about some stuff.
You should be thinking about what?
Like retiring.
Well, I mean, That's something you need to think about. I know personally, retirement's not a thing. I never want to sit still. I always want to be busy.
Well, Bill, believe it or not, I love what I do too. I just but you're in the luckiest position of all. You're an independent operator. I have to dance to the tune of somebody else.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Anyway, Bill, you have a good day.
You too.
Hopefully get to talk to you before too long.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you checking in. David over in... What's interesting about David is he has been working there for the Aggies all these decades, since he just told you, 1980. But he adopted Tennessee years ago. That's now, again, I live here. But that can be a frustrating adoption. Not trying to be insensitive here, but adopting Tennessee many years ago as a Texas guy. He's not from here at all. He's from Texas, lives over there. Adopting Tennessee, is that one of those deals where you adopt a team and then you want to put them back into adoption? By the way, did you see that thing? Elon Musk is talking about there could be a problem with the population in the future, and I tweeted, don't look at me and the wifey, well, the wifey birthed them, but, you know, she had a little help. We had seven. I mean, I did my part. If we're going to have a population drain in the future, it's not my problem. Yeah, we put in the mileage there, guys. Did everything we could do to prevent that from happening. Brett Ciancia is coming up. Oh, I haven't read this story, but you're also sending me links. Apparently, Tate Martell, former Johnny Five-Star, for whatever reason he was ranked a five-star. I'll never understand that. Apparently, he's called it quits. Now, I didn't know he was really doing anything anyways, but he is apparently retired. How can you retire from something you never really even did? That'd be like me announcing I'm retiring today as the center for the L.A. Lakers. Bill, I don't remember you with the Lakers. True. All right. Brad Ciancia is coming up, and then Blake Ruffino, top of the hour. Wednesday edition, Omni National.
Good morning. I'm still staring at this crash, and so is everybody else on 24 westbound at Old Hickory Boulevard, coming up through the Antioch area. That's slowing down that traffic now, coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville on 24 westbound. Again, the crash is right here being cleared at OHB. It also looks like a slowdown on 40 west just past Bessler's as you head towards 24. Not sure if this is a wreck or a stalled vehicle. PensacolaBeach.com's got everything you need to plan your next trip. Come on, you deserve a fun vacation. Log on to PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf. Tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings at 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man weave.
The slowest fast-breaking radio.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Rush Truck Centers, the U.S. Army, Bud Morris, State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Sports Play.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Brett Cianci with us Wednesdays right here in this slot. Pick Six Previews will let you know how you can get all his content and all his information. Brett, good morning. Here is a question. Steven down in Georgia, in Hawkinsville, Georgia, says JT Daniel is in the portal. Caleb Williams still undecided. Would it be bad for Georgia to bring back Stetson Bennett instead of having one of those freshmen start the season? Or, and we were talking yesterday with Mike Griffith with the Dog Nation, AJC's Dog Nation, Brett, and he said they're also searching out, and this name right here, Caleb Williams, but they're searching out a grad transfer or a transfer quarterback too.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on. To answer the question, of course you bring back Stetson Bennett. You welcome him back if he wants to continue his career with Georgia. You're talking about a Georgia legend. I mean, he led Georgia to their first national title in 41 years. And, you know, he really shined down the stretch. So, yeah, of course bring him back if he wants to continue his career. I think at this point in modern college football, you take as many quarterbacks as you can. You just stockpile quarterbacks, just given how quickly they can come and leave. You want to build up the best, quarterback room you can for spring to produce a big quarterback battle and let the chips fall where they may. So if Caleb Williams is interested, yeah, of course, bring him in. And if there's experienced grad transfer quarterbacks, bring them in as well. Have a great competition in spring, just to set up your odds that you have a solid starter and backup for the fall.
The assumption is that Caleb Williams is going to USC, but he has not confirmed that yet.
Yeah, that was the conventional thinking, that he would follow Lincoln Riley out to USC. Of course, he started halfway through the year at Oklahoma. You know, I would say USC is the favorite. I would say Oklahoma would be the close second favorite. I'm surprised he even wanted to transfer. I think this is the first case of a real Power 5, you know, national title contender quarterback, Heisman candidate probably for next year, that enters the portal. So we thought maybe this was him testing the market, you know, kind of like a live auction, just seeing what else is out there. So I would just consider USC and Oklahoma the favorites still, but we'll see.
Couple of other items. Bo Nix has apparently decided on his new home, Oregon, and Auburn has taken in Robbie Ashford from Oregon, a quarterback, and also a DB and a defensive lineman, Jason Jones. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, it's like, you know, we have a trade in the works. It's like the NFL now, full blown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Oregon and Auburn have a trade, you know, quarterback swap and other prospects. So, no, it's just crazy. You know, Bo Nix, he really sums up the transfer portal saga, just given that he was a lifelong Auburn fan, a legacy guy at Auburn, his dad obviously involved there playing. And then he comes in, starts as, I think, a freshman, ironically beats Oregon in his first big moment. That game. But then, of course, yeah, so a great career, a couple years there, starter. You know, he had his trials and tribulations this year as a junior, lost the starting job, battled back, won it back, and had some wins down the stretch. So just to see a guy, you know, Mr. Auburn, to enter the portal, that really just sums it up for me. And, you know, it's somewhat sad in a way. Just, you know, you want these guys to stay at their lifelong dream colleges, but, you know, if they want to compete at different places, I guess that's their right at this point. So, I don't know. That one really stood out to me as like, wow, this is pretty deep.
Brett Cianci of Pick 6 Previews joins us. Brett, I don't know if you were old enough to remember Ron Franklin broadcasting ESPN games.
Yeah, I do have some familiarity with him. I remember him in the early 2000s, you know, 2010s, early 2010s. You know, a great announcer for the sport. So that was some sad news there. You know, terrible news to see that come across yesterday. Yeah, he was one of the great ones.
Saturday night games with Coach Mike Gottfried and then Adrian Karsten on the sidelines. And sad news, Adrian Karsten years ago took his life. He had a tough time there after that. It was sad story. I did not know that until people were linking me this morning about Ron Franklin. He was 79, and if you're just tuning us in, he passed away apparently Tuesday night. Brett Cianci of Pick 6 Previews with us every Wednesday. When you look at just college football right now, Brett, and all these players coming and going, LSU's taking in a bunch. We'll talk about that top of the hour with Blake Ruffino. But they're taking in a bunch to replenish their roster. What are we looking at? And do you think at some point somebody with leadership at the NCAA will step up and regulate this a little bit?
Yeah, I think we're looking at an absolute circus right now. I mean, it's out of control. Now, I'm looking at this from the perspective I cover all 65 Power 5 teams for my annual season preview book. And just seeing the headlines, the rumors, the transfers every day, every hour, it's just hard to even start on next year's book. I mean, it's really tough. So many pieces are in play. It never used to be like this. It kind of happened where you'd have your recruiting cycle, and then you'd have the February signing day, and that was pretty much locked in. You'd have your players declaring early for the NFL and who's coming, who's staying. And, you know, by the time you hit that early signing day, the rosters are pretty much locked. Then it was a matter of getting to know the new coaching schemes and then spring. So, but now it's completely different. It's free agency every day of the year, 365 days. You know, people, and these are not just backups anymore that are transferring. These are multi-year starters. They're all conference candidates, all Americans in some cases. So enough to just totally change a team's outlook overnight. So, yeah, to answer your question, I think there has to be some kind of framework to do this in. I don't think that we're going to be able to put the genie back in the bottle, per se, on transfers and NIL and all that stuff. That's newly evolving. But I think to have it in some kind of organized framework where, hey, you can transfer after the season for 2 months. There's a transfer window. You know, make your visits, get to know the new coaches, and make your decision. But this whole, like, you know, transferring all the way up until August, it's crazy. And, you know, and it's probably what's best for the student, too, is just have them hunkered down and make your decision. and do that out for a whole year. You know, a lot less of the circus. So I agree with you in that sense.
We hear about the name players, and they always have a home. But what I want in a year or so is data that tells us what percentage of players that go in the portal never find a home and lose their scholarship because they left and they have nowhere to go. I bet you that number is alarming.
Oh, it's huge. That's really the untold side of this. Yeah, you're right. To the three-star players or some of the backup guys that you know may have a different image of where they should be and put their name in there with a big Twitter post and a big long message on Twitter. You know, they put their name in that in the portal and they just sit there. And then meanwhile, it's like musical chairs. You know, in the background, their roster spot at their old school is filled immediately by a five-star or a four-star recruit or another transfer from another FBS roster. And then the music stops, and they're stuck with no home. So I think the number was since August 1st, so about a half a year here, there was over 1,000 players enter the portal. And I think a third or something, or at least half, still have no home. And we're well past season. We're into most of the early signing class is signed, and a lot of these transfers are already going through. So yeah, it's a huge number. That's the untold story of it. And a lot of them are going to have to move down to the FCS level, sacrificing scholarship money and really a spot on an FBS team.
Arkansas, look at what they've taken in. They took Jaden Hazelwood, former five-star receiver from Georgia, was out there at Oklahoma. never was quite right, but he's got ability. And they just got Drew Sanders, who started a couple of games for Alabama this last year, linebacker, former five-star out of the Dallas area. And he's found a home there in Arkansas, too, in Fayetteville, too. They look to be adding pretty well.
Yeah, I think that those two names, and then also the way that they defended Kendall Briles, their offensive coordinator, away from some big jobs. It was reported that Briles was offered the Miami offensive coordinator job, and Briles decided to stay at Arkansas. And I think that those three names and instances right there kind of prove what Sam Pittman's building there, a great culture, a winning culture at this point after, you know, a double-digit win season or maybe 9-win season. First in a long time, first in a decade for them. So they're fun to watch. I mean, on both sides of the ball, defense flying around the field, playing with energy, high speed, offense. I mean, they're just touching their surface, really. So I'm excited for them as a program. Their fans deserve it. But, yeah, these news pieces that are coming out the last couple of weeks, it's just proving what Sam Pittman is building there, and players and coaches are really noticing. So congrats, Arkansas, I think, overall.
What do you see at Notre Dame right now? They've had a bunch of turnover. Now, some of it, obviously, coaches getting opportunities. Lance Taylor, the running back coach, gets the job at Louisville as the play caller, the offensive coordinator, so that's a nice upgrade. Mike Elston, though, leaving for Michigan, defensive line coach. Notre Dame also has taken in a grad transfer punter from Harvard. That happened yesterday. They've also got a kicker from what was it, Arkansas State, who's coming in, a place kicker from Arkansas State. Your thoughts on the Irish?
Yeah, so I think on a higher level, in terms of their head coaching change, deciding to stay within the program, that's had some success recently. When you look at the other blue bloods and teams that are annually in that playoff conversation, the first one to really do it, well, not the first one, but a recent one was Oklahoma. When Bob Stoops left, he kind of picked his successor, and Lincoln Riley rose up, and he led the charge on, you know, incredible offenses, Heisman winners, and playoff bids. And then you look over at Ohio State, when Urban Meyer left, they hired from within to Ryan Day and really kept the continuity there, kept their roster intact and their recruiting classes intact, and really actually upgraded the recruiting since Urban Meyer, which is incredible to think. So it's two different examples, but to see it here at Notre Dame, where rather than blowing up the whole thing and starting over, to keep most of the framework intact and promote up Freeman from within the program, a player's coach, players love him. The recruits love him, as you can see already, given that effect. But staying within the program, and it's been a proven formula there, and this might just elevate it even more. So that's the optimistic outlook there, and you're seeing it borne out through recruiting already. So outlook for Notre Dame, I think, is strong so far. And let's see. I know they, you know, struggled down the stretch in the bowl game, but you don't want to put too much too much onto that. It was an interim type scenario for him. So I think a full offseason, exciting. Hope to talk to him and their staff this year in my book prep.
Brett, tell everybody how they can get your content.
Thanks. It's at Pick Six Previews on Twitter, picksixpreviews.com, and that is an annual season preview book coming out July. So, you know, 7 months to go. I'm starting my research. I'm excited to dig into this thing. Film, numbers, calling coaches, calling coordinators, everything. So I'll be on here every Wednesday.
See you next week, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
Got a message here on Twitter from 614 Rob up in Ohio. We've been talking about the 23-year-old bottle of Pappy that Stetson Bennett was given and took a chug off of. Matter of fact, the video, I hadn't seen the video until yesterday, and I reposted it. Rob points out the oldest unopened bottle of wine was found in a Roman tomb. It's over 1,650 years old. And it's a picture of it. That looks nasty. I don't know. That Georgia guy drank that 40-year-old Coke that been marinating. That's not a good term. You know, people that bought those 1980 Georgia Coke bottles commemorating the Natty back then? The Herschel Walker 1980 Natty. This is a bottle of wine, 1600. That doesn't look better than Pappy. Rob says, got to be better than Pappy. I don't think so, Rob. If you gave me my choice, I would not take a sip out of that wine right there. That looks nasty. Julia down in Atlanta. Bill, I see the Aubies and the Ducks completed their quarterback trade yesterday. Yeah, we were just talking about that. Glad you brought that up because it made me remember it earlier. We'll see what happens. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, just gargle some Pappy when you get up in the morning. Clean out those pipes. Actually, every morning I've been pouring it's a hydrate. It's really good. It's a grape hydrate and a cherry energy. And it makes for a really good combination. And I drink it right before the show, and then I sip on it during the show. Things get better. I mean, I'm better right now. It's the start of the show has been a problem for me. Now, I'll probably have a few other hiccups, for lack of a better term, throughout the show. But I'm good, man. I'm telling you, it's only during the show and mainly in the beginning portions of the show. Ken down in Georgia. Bill, congrats for 25 years being on the airwaves. No. Ken, it's 30. It's closer to 35. 87-ish to about right now is what it would be. Yeah, it's more like 35, not 25. Not nice gesture on your part. I mean, today's not some sort of anniversary. It's just another day. I don't really know when the anniversary date is. I really don't remember. Must have not been that profound in my life. I don't remember. But it's right at it. And again, it'll never be an exact day. But I'm somewhere approaching or at 35 years doing this. Don't feel like I've worked a day in my life. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. It's been that fun. And I plan on another 350. I don't know if I'll get there, but that's my plan. Years, that is. 350 years. Not days. No. Years. Commitment is a two-week show from today.
Good morning. Everybody's staring at that crash as they try to clear it, Tom. 24 westbound at OHB there in Antioch. That's just aggravating all that traffic flow that's trying to get out of Murfreesboro right now, headed towards Nashville. Everybody's just rubbernecking as they drive by there on 24 westbound again, right at OHB. Also trying to clear a wreck, 800 block of Fessler's, and also on the west side, 7,500 block of Cockrell Bend. PensacolaBeach.com's got everything you need to book your next trip. Come on, you deserve a fun vacation. Log on to PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got Geico, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. Geico will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Terry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
Yeah, in about 2 weeks, that'll be right. I like that promo. I do. I like that. I like that promo a bunch. Patton, can you, I don't know how the system works, because if you took me to a board and said, get on the, I wouldn't know what to do. But can you take that promo? You don't have to play the music behind it, or if it's already packaged that way, that's fine. Can you play that promo again? Okay, I know. Those right there are pre-programmed, so it's not like he has to go find it, meaning coming out of the break, but if you want to replay it, he has to go find it. See, that's pre-packaged is probably the right term there. Anyways, I like that. Those are so catchy. And it rings a bell, too. And in 2 weeks, we will have a indoor cocktail party at the Omni. Georgia Dog shows a picture of one of their cars, and apparently his wife, they both get up really early in the morning, and his wife, I think, was heading out and hit a deer. Smashed the car up pretty good, but she's okay, he says. So the main thing is, we're glad she's okay. I have been there and done that. Michelle and I got married in May of 92. And we were dating about a year, maybe a little longer, but about a year. And we were driving her car, a big blue Oldsmobile Cutlass. Remember those? We were on Old Hickory Boulevard. That would ring a bell for some of you. Many of you, that won't ring a bell, but I remember where we were. It was late at night, and boom, there's a huge deer we hit. Did not disable the car. We were able to get the car back home, but it did a ton of damage. So I've been there and done that. It's been a while, but it feels like you hit a brick wall. It feels like you hit a 10,000-ton brick wall is what it feels like. It can be really dangerous, too. You hit a deer, and that deer ends up flipping towards your windshield. God knows what could happen. I mean, that deer could come right through, and you're talking about a big animal now. So that's scary, but no, she's okay. Glad that she is okay. That's the good news there. You can fix that car. Matter of fact, that Georgia dog's in the car business. That ain't no problem for Georgia dog. That ain't no thing for him. He can get that done probably better than anybody else. That'd be like me and dentists. That's never been a problem for me. And it will continue to not be a problem, if you know what I mean. Patton, did you find that audio clip? All right, hit it one more time. I like this.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
Maybe we get them, hey, Pat, maybe we get them to recut that or add to it and put Pappy's in there somewhere. Like, world's largest indoor cocktail party, complete with unlimited Pappy's. You think, how many people would not know what that means? How many people would probably call in and say, Bill, I'm not sure I understand. What is this Pappy thing?
I think a lot of people would know what we're talking about.
They might. Patton, I'm assuming I've never had Pappy's. I'm assuming you've never had Pappy's.
I have not, that is for sure. The college budget with no Pappy's. That's for sure.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Before Stetson Bennett's infamous moment after the Natty, had you ever heard of Pappy's?
The only reason I ever heard of it was there's a movie called The Internship with Vince Gill and can't remember the other guy, but these two guys intern at Google, and they refer to Pappy's quite a lot in that one.
You don't mean Vince Gill. You mean Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn, yes. Yeah. Sorry, not Vince Gill.
I was going to say, Vince Gill's famous, but I don't remember him in movies. So there was somewhere in that movie, there was a bottle of Pappy's.
Yeah, the two guys order shots around of Pappy's, and the other guy gets the bill. I'll leave it at that.
Wow. Okay. Anyways. I love that. I love that promo. That's a good one. Julia points out, remember former Alabama? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll get to tell Dan we'll get him right after the break because we're tight here. Julia says, Bill, did you see this? Remember Alabama defensive lineman Ishmael Sopcher? And it never worked out. He was overweight there. He never played, right? Did that guy ever get a rep? I don't remember. I don't think he did. Not a meaningful one, not that I recall. Anyways, he left, and he transferred to Southern Cal. Now he's back in the portal. So former, what was he, a four-star, five? He was a highly coveted kid from, where was he from? Louisiana, I believe. I don't know. We'll ask Blake. Is LSU going to take him in too? I think Brian Kelly has ever heard of Ishmael Sopcher. I don't think he recruited him to Notre Dame. I'm just guessing. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, Tate Martell announced his retirement. Let's pause for a second and reflect on his career. Nobody held a clipboard better than he did, Bill. I questioned everybody during his recruitment. I said, how is this guy a five-star? This guy's not a three-star. And the recruiting services, they held firm with him, man. That's the biggest recruiting service. And I'm a fan. They do good work, okay? This is not coming on and blasting the recruiting services. I paved the way for them to do what they do. And they do a good job. But this right here was a monster bust. No. They held firm. Now, here's the question all of you have, though. Where is the hot foreign girlfriend? Is she still with him? I would think she's not, because he's not doing anything. I mean, I don't know if she's a big football fan. She might not be, but I mean, dude, are you doing anything? Girls like dudes who do things, right? I don't know if she's still around. I don't think she... Didn't Tate's mom or something get into a snit with her or something? I don't remember. I think that blondie, though, is gone. Somebody confirm that for me. It's very important that I know this. Blake at the top of the hour. Coming right back. Omni.
Good morning. They're moving this wreck right now. Everybody's staring at it. 40 westbound at Fessler's. It's looking a little bit better on 24 as you come past through Antioch up by OHB. All that heavy traffic trying to get in right now from Rutherford County on 24. Also, watch your speed. I-40 through Kingston Springs. PensacolaBeach.com's got everything you need to plan out your next getaway. Log on today, PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now.
NBA tonight, the Grizzlies winners of 12 of their last 13 games on the road against the Bucks. Memphis, a 6.5-point road underdog. NFL divisional playoffs Saturday and Sunday, the Bengals a 3.5-point road dog at the Titans, and the 49ers plus 5.5 at the Packers, both games on Saturday. Then Sunday, the Rams plus 3 at the Bucks, and the Chiefs a 2-point home favorite against the Bills. Only three NHL games tonight, the Devils minus 200 money line at home against the Coyotes at plus 170, the Maple Leafs minus 160 on the road against the Rangers at plus 140, and the Ducks plus 210 on the money line at home against the Avalanche at minus 250. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7, or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For today, showers in the afternoon, high near 53. For tonight, a mixture of rain, snow, sleet, and freezing rain with little or no ice or snow accumulation expected, low around 24. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
You guys remember, it was a few months ago, and for whatever reason, and I don't remember the reason, Kansas football got a lot of play. It was one day, it wasn't the whole day, it wasn't the whole show, but it was more than probably ever in the history of this show combined. Now, I bring that up because I just got a note from Coach Leupold. You know I am a big shill. I'm a big fan of Coach Lance Leupold at Kansas. Now, he's only been there briefly. He was at Buffalo before that and then winning natties at other places before that. The guy's a very accomplished coach. Now whether he gets things done at Kansas, that's highly questionable. But says Bill, and this was late last night, and I didn't see it till I got up this morning. Bill, hope all is well with you and your family. We made some progress late in the season. Lots of work to do, but we're excited about the challenge. Always good to hear from you, Bill. LL, Lance Leupold. Good dude, man. I do. I pull for him. I know Kansas gets made fun of. That was previous to Lance Leupold. From here on out, we may make a little fun of Kansas because their brand is a joke, but it's hard for me because I really like this coach. Again, I don't know if anybody can win at Kansas. My boy did not that long ago, but my other boy, who doesn't speak to me much anymore, but for reasons, anyways, I hope the best for Coach Leupold. I really do. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, looks like Luke Fickell is going to take in Kerry Combs. This is the second time that Ryan Day has cleaned house. I hope it works for him because the last coach who did this was John Cooper. Yeah, Cooper recruited well. He just couldn't coach as well as he recruited on the field, and he couldn't beat Michigan. That's a problem. That last part's a really big problem. Allen in Tampa. Bill, Ron Franklin was the best. Bleep Fowler. Oh, Franklin, so much. Oh, my God. Ron Franklin. Let's use bodybuilding, okay? Ron Franklin would be on the stage flexing Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Fowler would be Pee Wee Herman. That would be your comparison in play-by-play. And I'm not the biggest Franklin guy that thinks he's the best ever. A lot of you are, and that's fine. I mean, I want to hear your opinion. But, yes, you're right. Compared to Fowler, I mean, that's I don't even know how to. That'd be like comparing what would be a famous rock band? Led Zeppelin to some cover band in a local garage somewhere. Ability-wise. Sam down in Georgia. Bill, whatever you do, and he's talking about Georgia Dog's wife hitting a deer this morning and messing up their car. But she's fine. That's the good part. She's fine. Bill, whatever you do, do not hit a wild hog. Wreck instead of hitting that hog because they will kill you. So what are you saying? You're saying if you hit a wild hog, and down in Georgia, a lot of people go hog hunting there, Arkansas, wherever, Oklahoma, Texas. I've never been, but I've had buddies hit me up that are going hog hunting, and they said they had a really good time at it. It's dangerous, too. But he's saying, what are you saying? If you hit one and you get out to check, and if this thing's not dead, it's going to kill you? Is that what you said? Because, again, they're incredibly dangerous. I think that's what you're saying. Yeah, don't if you have to, don't get out. Plain Kiffin. Bill, did you mention the news of the day? Future Hall of Famer Tate Martell has retired. Yes, it's come up a bunch today. It's come up a bunch. Bill. This is Jim in Jupiter. Bill Lee, did you know that Karen is mad at you for pappy talk? But she doesn't listen to the show anymore, so how would she know? I don't know. Karen probably monitors, but she's not going to admit it. So me talking about Stetson Bennett, the national championship coach, taking a tug off some pappy after a well-deserved W for him and the team program. That's taken away from things. I like the Pappy. I love the Pappy stuff. Ken in Georgia. Bill, the distillery of Pappy's wouldn't have ever guessed how much free advertising they would be getting on the radio. Well, here's the problem with that. Pappy's doesn't, they don't care about that part. I know you're playing around, but Pappy's is very difficult to get. You can't go to a liquor store and say, what aisle is Pappy's on? It's very limited. And most of it, I think, is bought on the secondary market and marked up a million times. That's why you have these bottles that go between $6,000 and $10,000. It's very limited. Very, very. It's you are searching almost for an albino unicorn. You would probably have a better chance going in a liquor store and saying, which aisle do you have the albino unicorns on? It'd be right over there next to the Pappies. No, I know you're playing, but yeah, they're getting some free ads, but I don't care about that. We're just having fun, man. Pappies is incredibly rare. That, the Blanton's, the, what is it, Weller? I haven't had any of them. I haven't had any of them. Never had my hands on them. All right, Blake's coming up. Blake Rubino, Hour 2, Wednesday edition. Omni, where we're going to be having commitments in 2 weeks. Omni, Nashville, Hotel.